Pickaxe.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
I love it. Apologies. There's a bit of an echo there. Sorry. Welcome to the Hat Chat Podcast.
That's
episode
one.
Yeah, yeah. 152. I got there.
I think it's 152. I've put 152 on here, but
I just read it.
I think that's it. We're going to go with that.
It might be 153.
I don't know.
Nah, it's probably 152.
I could have checked. I'm not going to.
At this point, counting is pretty hard, isn't it, when we're in the hundreds?
Mm-hmm. It is.
I don't know how to get higher.
Counting
than that
is difficult.
I'm one of the three here. I'm Chris Trott. This is my voice.
Oh, wow. That sounds really good. This is Ross. This is my voice.
Doesn't sound
I'm Alex
good.
Smith, and I'm also here.
That's the worst of the three.
That's the worst voice, would you say? that's not very nice.
That's my opinion.
Well, yeah, I suppose. I don't have to like it. I will.
how would you describe his voice?
Just kind of grating.
Yeah, maybe we'll sound
shrill.
like squash
high.
Slugs being like compressed.
Not like that at all.
Like a little squash like bugs.
That's not what that's my voice sounds like. You could have tried to describe it with accuracy. No. You didn't want to do that.
I had to use the
you went for something that sounded quite
squishy.
What would that sound like?
You have a squishy voice.
What does that sound like?
It's a very temporary sound.
I'm hearing right now.
Like the crushing of insects.
It's squashy.
Squashy.
I don't think it's squashy at all.
You've got a very squashy voice. Who did the Fingal today? It was very 80s-esque.
Gene Vree.
Say again?
Gene Vree.
Gene Vree.
I might pronounce that wrong, but thank
you so
much.
Is that all one word, or is that like Gene Vree?
G-Vree. Oh, it might be G-Vree without the N in there, actually. Uh-huh. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
If you are watching the video on YouTube, of course, you can see the name spelled out properly. So,
oh, good.
That's an option for you all nice. There. This is a new loosey-goosey format that we've adopted for the past couple episodes where we have removed hypotheticals as our main focus because I feel like searching for hypotheticals on the internet,
AI
exhausted.
Needs a couple more iterations to think of
some good hypotheticals.
I think once we hit, you know, a couple 6 months to a year, we'll have a whole fresh, you know, group of hypotheticals all generated by AI, a million times smarter than any of us and any of our viewers. Certainly any of our viewers. To be honest, but I think we were already there about 3 years ago.
I just thought it was because we were just saying the same shit.
Yeah,
basically.
It always ends up just being
the same Black Mirror episode.
Yeah.
A lot of them have the same DNA.
No, I blame the question. I think I just...
The question?
The question is my mustache, just so you know.
Okay, good.
Just try to ignore that.
Gross.
Just pretend you can't see it.
I think being told it.
Don't tell the viewers.
Being told it makes me more focused on the idea that you've got it there.
No, I'm all good. I'm safe.
You struggle with bogeys?
Oh, hugely. Just bogeys in general, honestly. I've got a big old set of nostrils. Yeah, and I think I must dry them out. Honestly, I could dry clothes in my nostrils. Like it's
you got too much suction power.
I think so, and maybe I just don't drink enough. That's usually the answer, isn't it? What were we talking about?
Just literally
that we aren't doing
about
hypotheticals anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Right. We're not doing hypotheticals.
Last couple, and obviously we've been away for 2 weeks.
Yeah, what was going on there?
Oh, wow. Something tragic. No, you guys went on holiday.
Yeah. I went to Mexico.
I didn't go on holiday with him.
No.
You went to Mexico?
I went to Mexico.
Did I don't know.
Didn't
Did
feel
you?
Like Mexico.
Hello. Hello. Hola.
I went
to Mexico City, which
together.
Is not my ideal place.
Why is that?
I got roped into the cartel.
Trot got
no
immediately
way.
Cartelized.
You look like you fit in.
Yeah, they saw potential in me, clearly.
Yeah.
Stick out like a sore thumb.
I do stick out about a foot taller than everybody else. Not a very tall nation, Mexico. Okay. And noticed quite
Is that looked upon kindly?
Yeah,
or are they
of course.
Look at
yeah.
that fucking freak.
I got given like a really brightly coloured feather hat. And then they put me on top of a temple.
Wow.
And a race of lizard people came out. And
tall man.
Sang me a song. No, it's really crazy. It's 22 million people in a really quite loud city. And it's the kind of city where even they're in gridlock traffic, they'll try the horn just to see if that changes their circumstance.
Same in Vegas, right? Isn't it?
Oh, God.
It makes you feel better, though. It's cathartic, I imagine.
Yeah,
but it's a grating for everyone else.
It's pretty grim when you're like walking along the sidewalk or, you know, trying to sleep or something.
yeah.
But the rest of Mexico is amazing. Saw lots of crazy things. I saw scorpions. A lot of scorpions. More scorpions than I'd like.
How big were they?
Oh, well, the last scorpion I saw, most of them are quite small. They're like the kind of like big spiders you get.
Not the one from Mortal Kombat.
That's a man.
Oh.
Well.
So the creature, the little
that scorpion, different scorpion.
Is it an
reptile? Yeah, scorpion, reptile. What was the other one?
Oh, name them. You've got Ermac, of course. You've got Noob Saibot,
he was good.
Really good. You got Smoke.
Smoke, that's another one of the classics.
Was there a bear? None of these are reptilian. Is that no.
A bear? That was like from Tekken.
Yeah, Tekken.
And Scorpion. And
like
Scorpion.
Scorpion. Like the bear.
But anyway, I saw quite a few little scorpions, like little ones like maybe that you'd see up in the corner of the room and you'd be like, oh, it's small enough that I'm not too worried about it. But then when I was waiting for my taxi from this, like I went down to the coast, like somewhere halfway down Mexico, went to the Pacific coast, and I was waiting for my taxi to take me to the airport, and I heard a little like clittering sound behind me, and I'm going to call it clittering.
Clittering. That's an interesting use of the word.
Or a skit. It wasn't skittering. It was like clicking.
Clittering at the weekend.
It was clittering.
That's a word.
I got covered in
clitter.
Are you
saying clittering?
Clitter.
No, I've been to clittering.
So you heard some clittering.
I heard a click-clack, click-clack, click-clack behind me, and it was a fucking scorpion. It was big enough that I could hear it walking on the pavement behind me, right?
Crunchy. So it
was
like... How did it feel underfoot?
Oh, I didn't go fucking near the thing. It was massive. And it skittered past me and clittered past me also. And then it like ran into a shadow and then just flattened itself completely just lay there. And then I got my taxi.
You stung a small child because you neglected.
Oh, well, apparently the little ones.
Stung a baby and the baby all swelled up.
It's
and
all
basically
swole.
Died.
It's all good.
No, are they that poisonous or is it more just a sharp, oof, ow, ooh, ow, like a, ooh, bloody sting? Shit.
Oh, stop
that. It depends.
Like,
on what?
Should you have avoided it?
I wouldn't with the scorpion.
You wouldn't
no.
like put it on your hand and be like, oh, cute.
I wouldn't.
Even though it's got little pincers. It's built for threat.
Yeah, scorpion pincers.
The whole thing is not
they
friendly.
Are so gross.
It's not
I
a friendly
really
look
them.
To a scorpion.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got like a tail
I
weapon.
They're kind of cool. They're kind of like armored.
Yeah, but are they armored? Are they are they offensive or are they going to try and...
They look offensive.
Or are they always on the defensive?
They look offensive. Robot Wars had a robot...
That was like...
Based on
Scorpion.
Scorpion.
Was
that was
called
aggressive.
Scorpion or was it called...
Yeah, it was called Scorpion, I think.
Which robot was this?
That seems...
Robot Wars with the big
It had a
tail.
Little tail.
That was Razor.
Razor,
it?
Yeah.
That wasn't really a scorpion.
It was Scorpion-esque,
based on
wasn't
a scorpion.
It didn't have anything to grab stuff in front of it.
Its tail.
Yeah, no, it just has a...
It did have grabbers
it had a
at the
claw.
Front.
No,
It grabbed it and then
no,
stuck
it, didn't.
It.
What was Matilda based on?
It didn't
was
have
it a
grabbers at the front.
A rhino or like a...
Oh, it might have had grabbers at the front.
Was Matilda based on something?
Matilda was a Triceratops.
Triceratops, that was it, yeah. Because it had like a neck. Like
which is
a plate like behind the head.
Good robots. Probably cost a lot, didn't they?
Yeah, they're amazing. The style of them, timeless as well. They look really, really cool.
Oh, it didn't have it. Scoop.
It was a scoop, yeah.
A
like a ramp.
Timeless robot.
Yeah.
Scooped up.
Yeah, but Razor was fucking incredible. Like, Razor should have been a house robot. I think they were talked about. Did they turn it into a house robot, did they? No, Razor was a winner. It was a big winner, Trot.
Was it?
Trot, your fucking
Razor
robot
was really
was
good.
It was all over the place.
It could flip him because it had the ramp shape underneath. And then it had obviously the huge blade at the back.
Incredible. The other one that was really good back then was we're talking about Robot Wars, by the way. Hypnodisc.
Yeah.
Hypnodisc.
Hypnodisc, yes.
That was the one that spin it just went. Like, there was just a couple destroyed. Of designs that, like, really were. So good. Robot Wars really, like, there was a real progression of ideas. I felt like we were watching it from ages of, like, what? Like, 10 to about 14? Probably only about 4 or 5 years.
I think it's still big in America.
Yeah.
BattleBots.
BattleBots, yeah.
Is it called BattleBots?
Yeah.
I mean, there's always that appeal of watching robotic things tear each other up.
And also because they were like RC and like homemade, you know, like there was there was the idea that like I could make this, like, you know,
I'm Nigel, I'm a musician and I'm also a teacher at the primary school and I've got these three kids that are just super eager to get into electronics.
Anyway, we stuck some blades on this. Yeah.
Anyway, we've got a hypno disc.
Took all our kitchen knives and put on the back of this robot.
And also, like, I used to love the ones that would make robot designs because they used to do like the walkthrough, like the stations, didn't they? When they would go through the garage and all the robots getting ready. And some of them, like Razor, would be like five aerospace engineers
with
from
their
like
embroidered shirts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're like, well, of course, this thing's fucking incredible. Then you go to the next guy who's covered his like large ice cream tub of a robot in like
in
pink fur.
Yeah, always fur.
And you're like, yes, because there's a flamethrower, you know, and you want to see it work.
And they've seen the fucking show. They know to
they
avoid feathers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's just audience appeal, I think.
Yeah, I reckon the producers are just like, look, cover that thing in something flammable.
You're the fur guy.
Look, this needs to be entertaining.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like they let certain, because obviously like they probably had a lot of applications. And I felt like maybe they would let like the shitter ones in because they were like almost like food for like the good ones, you know?
Yeah,
like
that. Definitely.
Was there anything that fired projectiles or was that kind of banned?
No, projectiles were banned.
Like, it's flails and.
Yeah, melee. I think it's because the rest of the audience. I
imagine. Yeah.
Yeah, you can just put a fucking sawn off at the top of one.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a lot of unsatisfying elements to Robot Wars, you know, when they just couldn't quite hit into each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like.
They got like stuck.
Or like half stuck in like one of those little pits that opens up.
Yeah. A little bit frustrating sometimes, but
what a time.
Maybe one day we'll get like bipedal Robot Wars where they're just running around and punching each other.
Like literal Boston Dynamics.
It'll come full circle, guys. Yeah. The robots will be the ones watching, like putting us in pits.
That's true.
At some point.
And that'll be visceral.
And then they'll just be forcing us to fight.
They'll be the new Roman Empire.
Yeah.
That's exciting, isn't it?
Robots aren't built with the same evil as man.
What the fuck?
What do you mean? Like, as in, like,
what does that mean?
The Boston Dynamics robots could easily be weaponized.
Let's say something gains sentience, right? Some robot or some computer gains the ability to think, and suddenly they're watching us fight in a pit. What makes you think that they're always going to be like evil or mean or like care?
They might not. It might not be that they're evil. That it might just be. They know that we like watching blood sports and they just end up fulfilling something.
What is this blood sport thing
about? They're trying to satisfy us by
go too far.
Putting us against each other.
And they don't know the limit of humans of like, you should stop doing the blood sport now. Because
we've had enough blood sports, all right? A few of the people we didn't care about died. Now we're going
to
stop.
We forgot to code in the ethical constraints of this AI.
Yeah.
And so AI is based on view data only.
Yeah.
And people watch that shit.
Well. I saw a scorpion. It scared the hell out of me.
Would you put that scorpion up against another equally sized insect and watch them fight? Because that used to be.
It was.
Pretty cruel.
Bug fights. I mean,
bug fights was rough, though. It's like those. They would never have met each other in the wild, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Pit.
I think we're all aware of the downsides of bug fights now.
Yeah. I think even at the time they weren't exactly like hailed as like, let's all watch the bug fights.
Oh, new bug fight coming up.
Probably in the same category as
bug
fucking CME Olympics and fucking snuff videos.
Well, and maybe not snuff videos. Like, you're dying after
they're all
sex
the same
is
kind
the
of
same as two bugs fighting. I'm not sure I'd put them in the same category. I wouldn't go, hey kids, now you've seen this bug fight, what about
Bluetooth
a snuff video?
They were in the same kind of category.
Right.
Oh, look at this, fucking, I don't know.
What do you classify snuff as? Like because sometimes it can be, is it just someone dies?
Snuff is just someone dying.
Okay, I always thought there was a sex element to it.
I
was going to ask about
that. It's because you're always wanking to death.
I was like, that's the only ones I click on.
They're the only ones I can get off to.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got to be sexy, right? Come on.
I thought there was a specific name for...
scat videos. I mean,
that's
scat is shit.
That's shit.
That's shit and piss.
That's shit and piss.
Or someone doing some sick vocal noises.
Yeah.
Scat man.
Yeah.
Of course.
Do you know that was based on his stutter?
Oh.
He had a stutter. And
so
he ran with it.
That's fair
enough. He said, like, my stutter gives me the rhythm.
Okay.
Fair enough. I mean, wow.
Was that an impression?
He's also super into shit as well.
And he's super into shit.
He's actually just...
He's into shit.
And he's into shit.
It's a double-sided coin, yeah. He's like... Yeah, yeah. He's into shit play, but also just does scat music.
He's the real scat
man. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So you saw the scorpion.
I came across... quite a funny concept, which apparently is actually a historical concept, yesterday whilst playing D&D.
Aqueducts.
Not aqueducts.
Okay, go on.
But
is it something to do with the Roman Empire?
No, it's the idea that you've been given a magical eight ball, right? And you can ask it yes or no questions, right? Your god has given you a magical eight ball, or destiny, or fate, or the mm-hmm. universe. And you can ask it yes or no questions, and it will always give you a truthful answer.
Seems like a hypothetical, Alex Smith.
It is, isn't it? But
there's an organic one, that's all
right. There's an organic one, right?
Huh? In a way.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
So there's two symbols. On, you know, one of them is, let's say, the Roman numeral I.
Oh, it is Roman.
Yeah, just because I wanted to tie it into what you were saying. And the other symbol is the Roman numeral V, or 5, right? One of those means yes and one of those means no. But you've forgotten which one is which. So how do you reason yourself back to working out which sign? As many as you like. Is V yes, I suppose.
Yeah. But then it would be like, yes.
And then it says V
no.
to you. So do you know V is yes or no? It was just this stupid thing that
I guess not. I don't know.
I guess you'd have to ask it a question you definitely know the answer to.
Right, yeah.
To then course correct it.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
That's easy.
Like, is Trot's hair blondish?
Yeah. Well, no, that's subjective.
Because it could say no.
It could be the way you're seeing it.
It might be, well, not normally. So it's just going to say no.
Just ask it, do I have brown eyes? Boom.
No, let's go complex.
Yes, V.
Nice.
V is yes.
Right, okay. Right.
There you go. Cool. That's really not that hard to solve.
No, it was funny. It was funny at the time.
Were you blazed?
No, possibly. And I was just like, yeah, no, this is funny, isn't it? We can't remember which is which.
Mm. You just close the door and be like, is this door closed?
Yeah.
Yes, no. But
what if that door is part of a much larger door that you're living on? You don't realize that, like, the universe is a door.
Fucking
yeah,
hell.
How specific do you have to go with
yeah.
it?
Because Jesus Christ.
When it's dealing with these yes or no answers, specificity is important, I'm
yeah.
sure.
Is there a God? Because mm-hmm. if that God gave you the magic eight ball and they say,
yeah,
actually, you wouldn't know if it's yes or no, because you're still trying to figure that out.
Yeah. It's not a very complex question, anyway. But
it
anyway.
Can get complex, because, like, when is a door not a door?
When it's
a jar.
Nice. Jokes as well. Yeah, anyway, went to Mexico. That was exciting. I had perfectly healthy bowels in Mexico. Lovely food.
It was good.
And then I went to America, where I met you guys.
Foreshadowing.
Trot had been
not
to
for the first time.
North
We've
Africa.
Met
We'd met before.
We met
We had met previously.
I met you guys in Vegas, and we kind of just gone. We hit
time.
It off, and here
yeah.
we are. We
established, like, 10 years of history. Yeah, that was a good job, guys. We managed to pretty much AI everything out.
Yeah, really
build
early.
Me a history. Make this believable.
Nice.
Deliver gas-based envelopes that will wipe the memories and implant new ones into all the current viewers right now. And listeners, that's what happened. The last piece of mail you received, we actually put a gas in it that you inhaled, which then implanted memories of all of our content that you've consumed over the last decade. This is the first day we've ever broadcast.
We've never done this before.
We've never done this before. We met in Vegas.
You think we've done this before?
Yeah.
You've hallucinated the whole thing.
I don't know.
Get done. Boom. Eat that. Who was the guy that used to do the punked?
Ashton Kutcher.
Eat that, Ashton Kutcher. We just punked a load of people to think things existed for the last 10 years. Also, you were happy before this. The misery is something we added to your lives.
The thing is,
you don't know.
Though, it's not beneficial to...
Yeah.
Mass poison people into hallucinating that we are already successful 10 years, because those 10 years I would have preferred.
We can't manufacture success. We can manufacture the memory of love, though. Come on, these are simple mind wiping stuff, guys.
I would like to have had a living for the last 10 years.
We did.
What were we doing?
Well, yeah, we were making videos, but, like, none of these people were watching. Then we did something terrible. And then we had
to wipe everyone.
We had to wipe everyone.
I see.
And then re-implant happy memories.
Yeah.
I get it. Right, okay. That terrible thing never happened.
Yeah. It's like like a really bad plot for like MIB4 or something, isn't it? It's like, you know, remember they used the Empire State Building to like wipe or something? They used to wipe the memories of a whole city? And then what? They had every... That got under my skin a little bit. I love the flashy thing. That idea of the Men in Black thing with the flashy thing was a really cool idea. What I didn't like was how loose the rules were after you wipe someone's mind. So it's like you've got to say a load of stuff to them to like, and then that somehow constructs as a memory for them. I was a bit like, so
just fills in the gaps, doesn't it?
Yeah, but then they did the whole wiping of the city, and what they had like MIB agents run around and just talk to every single
one. First
film. No, this was like the third one or something.
Oh, I stopped after two, I think.
Yeah,
I saw which direction it was going.
One is pretty much the only one worth watching. I think you could get away with watching two, but nothing captured.
They flashed that like woman several times.
Yeah,
with the
because they keep getting it wrong.
Yeah,
keep getting the story wrong. Men in Black One was amazing,
but like
then they melt it as they do.
As they do. And then they put Thor.
Now look at Will Smith, divorced.
Is he?
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Is he divorced?
What?
They're divorced.
I think they were still married. I thought the whole point was they were still married.
When did this happen?
Supposedly they were separated for a long time.
She said she'd never divorce him,
which is why everyone then started questioning why Will defended her on and slapped Chris. What's his name?
Pratt.
No, it wasn't Chris Pratt.
This literally happened
Chris
like
Rock in the face.
Like 20 hours ago this happened. Will Smith humiliated and betrayed by wife and wants a divorce. Well, finally.
At what point did she humiliate? Which point is he referring to? This is very gossipy. I like this.
It's extremely gossipy.
News.
I think we shouldn't have a big goss segment.
You should or shouldn't?
Should.
Oh, okay.
Really? Just so, ladies, what do we think of this? Like, what's it called?
Do we all hate Jada Pinkett Smith?
Loose women.
Loose women, that's it, yeah.
I mean, look, he slapped a man in their honor. But they were already separated.
Yeah, I think.
But does that discount
Chris Pratt
what, his actions?
It was
Chris Rock, but Chris Pratt didn't deserve either. But he slapped him in private.
He got one too. Sucker punch.
I don't really care.
I don't. Yeah, Jada I know. Pinkett then you have that sobering moment of like, why do I care?
You don't.
You don't.
You see it, and then you go, oh.
It's also like
right,
and then you go home and think about energy bills. You just sit down and start thinking about energy bills.
Smith's our generation celebrity as well. Yeah. I feel like all the Zoomers and Gen Xers don't really give a shit.
Yeah, I think so. That's it. You attached yourself. You liked him as a person when you were younger.
Fresh Prince
and
Men in Black.
You feel a vested interest or at least some form of ownership over that person because of celebrity culture.
Was he in Suicide Squad?
I think
he was in. Was it the shit one or the good one?
The shit one. He was in the shit one.
Right. Yeah, that was shit.
Because he had John Cena in the new... Wait.
Yeah, there was like a different take, wasn't there? I haven't seen that yet.
It's pretty good.
Was that Zach? No, it wasn't Zack Snyder.
It's James Gunn.
James Gunn? Really? His Suicide Squad. Yeah. Oh, what, the weird one?
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
With Nathan Fillion ripping his arms off and throwing them.
Nice.
That was his superpowers. He could rip off his arms and regrow them.
Why would you just throw something else?
Because anything you can pick up anything. No, he's ripping his own arm off and throwing it like a weapon.
It's wait, okay, they grow back. Yeah, no, I get that they grow back.
Well, when
like,
it lands on them, can you like choke them? Can you like use it like a thing?
Are they alive when they're thrown?
I can't remember.
Is the arm dead or alive?
Very bit part, because James Gunn just likes Nathan Fillion, I think.
Yeah.
Much like most directors, I imagine. It's like, I'm not going to give you a major role, Nathan Fillion.
Because let's be honest.
You're just Nathan Fillion.
You're really hammy.
And you're Nathan Fillion and everything.
But you didn't even get cast as the guy from Uncharted
Nathan
or whatever.
Drake.
Nathan Drake, yeah. Even though you like...
Looks perfect for that.
It was based on him.
Tom Holland instead.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. I didn't watch that. Was that shit?
Yeah, well, it's got Mark Wahlberg in it, so odds on.
Yeah.
Odds Mark Wahlberg as an old guy that definitely isn't his character. I love Uncharted, the series, but yeah, I just couldn't bring myself to watch that movie. Sorry.
Don't apologize.
Okay. That's how I feel about Mark Wahlberg.
But The Last of Us
no
is good.
No skin of my nose, friend.
Naughty Dog franchise that's been adapted.
Last of Us.
Yeah, that was quite good.
That was good. As a series.
Quite good, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was good.
Someone watch
good.
It.
No,
watch it.
I would watch it.
See it for yourself.
It was good.
There was a peak in the middle, I think, and then it was... Nothing beat that episode.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
There were a couple of episodes that were fucking brilliant in the middle. Yeah, I agree. But then that's the limitation of trying to follow this narrative of a,
I don't know,
pre-existing narrative.
Maybe
it?
Next year,
because that's going to be interesting. Because Last of Us Part Two is a whole web of characters. I don't know how they're going to tackle it in a season.
Well, I'm sure they'll find a way by brutally chopping it to pieces and cramming it together. And maybe, you know, but then maybe it'll be good. Speaking of good, Gen V is very good.
I watched the first episode, it's good.
What's that?
It's basically a spin-off of The Boys.
Oh.
But it's pretty much almost as good. I'd say it's, personally, I feel like it's about 90% as good as The Boys. Like, it has, like, the same stuff. It's just some other characters in the same world with the same production with a pretty interesting story. It's been cool. It's been really good. It's a little bit like The Boys meets, like, I don't want to say Stranger Things, but it's kind of like it youngifies it a little bit because they're university.
Wasn't there like an X-Men Academy type
thing? Yeah.
It's got that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they're trained.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By an old man in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Who has powers.
You've seen it, clearly.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking forward to Hugh Jackman reprising his role as Wolverine in his 50s?
He's coming back.
For what?
Deadpool
for?
Deadpool 3.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, but that would be like a... Would that be a main...
I'm not sure I've seen Deadpool 2, to be honest with you.
That was a while ago.
It's got Colossus in it.
Oh, is that the one with... Oh, yeah, that was all right.
Oh, no, wait. The first one had Colossus in it.
Yeah, I can't remember. Different Colossus, wasn't it, this time? Anyway, yeah, no, yeah, sure. Again, I'm not huge into my superhero shit. I just happened to watch Gen V and enjoyed it, not because it was necessarily about superheroes. Like, because it's... I don't know, fun and gory and hilarious.
It's a fun spin on superheroes, which we're all fucking... I'm so done with Marvel.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm so beyond done with Marvel. Yeah. I used to like...
Didn't you watch Loki on the plane? Was that your last stroke? Was that the last kind of line in the sand?
Like, I just couldn't...
I'm done now.
...invest myself in it. I liked Loki season one. Got a bit Doctor Who-y at the end. Don't really like Doctor Who.
Yeah.
And then... tried season two on the plane. Yeah. Pretty meh. Like, I just don't care about the big story going on.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
I saw something saying that they're going to try and bring back fucking Iron Man. And
yeah, they're like, oh, it was good when we had the original cast.
Yeah. So like, oh, don't worry, we can use this fucking plotline of multiverse just to...
I hate that.
Make that now that's just the infinite button. You can be like, yeah. I can do anything we want. It's just like,
there's no stakes anymore.
Who cares? Yeah,
and
yeah.
Even then, like in Loki, for example, they're like, oh my God, it's killing all these multiverses, all those people. It's like, it's so unfathomably big. And it's like, so badly, you can't interpret that. It's like, you just see a CGI strand of like, that was a multiverse. Like, oh, billions and billions of people have died. It's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
A little fucking weird clock did it.
Yeah, you've given.
That's the new supervillain.
You've given, like, too much for a person to even wrap their head around in terms of scale. You failed.
I preferred it when it was like Iron Man was kidnapped because he was a billionaire.
Yeah.
He was giving weapons to the people that then ended up kidnapping him. It's, like, it's a personal story.
Yeah.
And I like origin stories, I think. But once
And also, like, there's been so many iterations of technology now that everything just feels like it's going to, like, you know, if this Earth gets blown up, a new nano materialization of Earth will appear over this Earth and we'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know, like, how all the helmets now, nano shit, like, just taking away physicality of things just ruins.
It's also like the Thanos snap. Oh, my God. But it can be undone.
But it is undone, though.
If someone else has that glove
and does
an unclick.
Yeah.
And get
reverse clip.
All the important ones are back. Like, Spider-Man's back. Don't worry.
He's back. And there's like other Spider-Men.
Yeah. I think Sony's doing Spider-Man better with their animated Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I like Spider-Pig.
Spider-Pig was great.
I'm giving you a really like The Simpsons thing. Just a really shit take. Yeah.
How did we get here from.
Yeah, sorry.
We were in Vegas.
We can stop.
Vegas. I just wonder how we got here.
Vegas.
I don't know what the spin-off was.
Doesn't matter.
Well, we were in Vegas.
Yeah.
Which is why we weren't here last week.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So we arrived in Vegas about the same time, and we realized quite quickly that it was very busy.
So they're setting up for F1. The whole city has been like at a standstill traffic wise because they're rebuilding a track, which was chaos in itself.
A lot of traffic, a lot of gridlock.
Like half an hour to get
blocked off roads. Ross saw a body.
Yeah, I did see a body.
Ross saw a body on the road.
On the road. That's what. Yeah, the police shut down. Remember when that really long had to go right round the back?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were covering up a body on the floor. It's fucked up. It's like, yeah. I don't know if it was a traffic incident or a weapons-related incident, or maybe... I don't fucking know the details, but we had to go the other way.
Right.
That wasn't on the day one, though, so it wasn't like the beginning. Okay. The beginning. To be fair, didn't we just go to the casino for a bit, and then we went to...
Well, the first night we got there, we checked in quite late. The traffic was really bad. Turns the reason it was so busy, like, say, F1, there's about four different conferences going on. But it was very buzzy.
Yeah, very buzzy.
Yeah.
Walking
in Vegas, isn't it?
Yeah, the big festival.
Oh, you want to go to that casino?
Yes.
10,000 steps.
Yeah. So we pull into the Aria. We check in some stuff. We chuck our bags down. We've all had mixed amounts of sleep. And we're like, let's just go for a walk. So we walk out, go for a wander. We go to McDonald's.
Oh, we did. That was actually the first fucking place.
That was a great McDonald's.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
That was because of the tiredness.
Delicious McDonald's.
I didn't often get a medium rare burger from McDonald's.
It's crazy, normally, isn't it? Like I didn't realize that either. I haven't had a McDonald's burger in America for a long time, but over here, they cook everything all the way through, so it's just because by law you have to do that. But when you have a quarter pounder in America, or at least where we have one in Las Vegas, it was like a medium rare McDonald's meal. Really strange, but delicious and very good. Mm. And really good McDonald's. The people there were like ridiculously helpful. So we filled our bellies, and yes, we went large when it was like 30 cents more.
Just, yeah.
So we had like a liter of soft drink.
And yeah, you can only handle it with two hands.
Crazy. It's a
big ton of chips, which weren't as good, in my opinion, as the ones we have here. But that's maybe because I'm just accustomed to our potatoes.
Still very much just a McDonald's, though.
Yeah.
Like, I mean.
But a well-executed McDonald's.
Sure.
And then we went downstairs.
We went upstairs, and it was like this kind of liminal
space
vibe. And then the audio was like... delayed. There was two separate speakers on either side, and one was just slightly off from the other.
It was
this very eerie, jarring. Kind of like, I don't know, it was unsettling.
It was, yeah.
Well, apparently, us getting medium rare burgers isn't normal. So,
fuck. Oh, fuck, okay.
But they were great. I thought
we didn't. I didn't think that affected me.
That wasn't the first time we had a burger there that was also medium rare.
No, medium rare is a very common.
Normally they'll ask you, but I mean, at McDonald's,
from fast food.
Yeah,
we had another one, I think.
What was the other burger? Oh, that was at the Burger and Bullets place that we went to again. Anyway, we get there. We go downstairs from the McDonald's after that. That was good. And then next door, there's a weed shop, or so we thought. So we're like, oh, let's have a little poke our head in here. Doop, 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 doop. Go in. And they've got everything in. It's all laid out. And it's all like, wow, look at all this crazy shit.
The staff were baked as fuck.
Yeah.
They were.
But we later found out.
I've not seen red or eyes.
We didn't really buy much there. And when we came out, we had some of this stuff. Long story short, turns out it's basically all CBD, and they don't advertise that. It's very, very small, which is just, you know, essentially like no THC stuff, because then you don't need a license to sell it, I think is the thing. Like, it's a different license for THC and CBD. But basically, it's just a pretend shop where they seem to be selling regular weed, when in fact they're just selling high CBD weed. So that was quite funny. Anyway, we got duped by them. We go upstairs, wandering around a bit. It's quite hot. What happened next? We go back in. We find Ross Museum of Illusion.
We didn't go in there. I'm not sure there were two separate things, because one obviously is basically like a TK Maxx style.
Worse than that.
Discount. Worse than that. Yeah. Like the Little of Clothes.
Devoid of life clothing shop. Budget.
Yeah.
Called Ross.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
It's so annoying that's the name on the front.
But for Vegas, they tried to excite it by attaching a Museum of Illusions.
Yeah, that's right.
To it. So.
We should have explored the Museum of Illusions.
We took a photo outside the Museum of Illusions, didn't you?
I think that was enough.
You had that. You were like,
I don't think we had to go in there.
Thumbs up.
Yeah. We didn't need to spend any more time on the Museum of Illusions.
What the standout moments were there at Vegas?
Well, this is us just arriving.
We did TwitchCon the next day.
Yeah, the next day we had the big old fucking buffet.
I haven't got much detail.
Massive buffet.
The buffet. The Bacchanal
buffet. Well, we thought it was going to be a dinner buffet, right? So we were like...
It was a morning.
It was at 10 a.m. Was it 10 a.m.? Yeah, 10:30. And I thought we were kind of like, well, fuck it, I'll have a dinner.
Yeah.
We're going to have a proper dinner.
Yeah.
And it's like big old slabs of like roast beef.
Incredible.
And like
they had so much stuff.
Prime rib, that was good.
Just everything. I've discovered purple milk. Oh, which is called like ube.
Ube, yeah. It's like
so good. It's like if you were to soak milk in your cereal with cinnamon grains.
Yeah.
And then drink that milk afterwards. That's what the ube milk tasted like. Of course, they added loads of sugars and stuff to it, but oh, it was amazing. I loved that shit. And then, yeah, we went to
TwitchCon. It was quite sweet. That was very sweet.
Super sweet.
Yeah. It's literally like Cinnamon Toast Crunch milk. Yeah, but it was really good.
But we double played.
Yeah, we had loads of stuff. It was amazing. Yeah, it's the Caesar's Palace Buffet, Bacchanal, it's called.
Yeah.
Really, really good. A bunch of the yogs. We all sat down. We had a big long table. And that was very fun. And pretty much saw us all the way through the day, which I guess is the best way to do it. That was the beginning of my stomach problems.
Do you think it was because of the buffet?
I think it might have been because of the 18 billion different foods I ate. Yeah. That was...
Ironically, he showed himself at the craps table.
Nice.
It wasn't ironic. It was a mess.
Yeah. Snake eyes. Shit. Oh, no. It's another seven. Fuck. Oh, shit.
But that was fun. We saw the inside the sphere when we were there.
Yeah, we went to the sphere. You know, the big sphere with the big emoji on the front.
Wouldn't want
to
play Call of Duty on that.
I would.
You don't want to play Call of Duty.
I wouldn't play Call of Duty. I'd play some sort of...
armor or something.
Yeah.
You have to look up no. Behind
like
you.
Like a flight sim would be incredible.
That would.
It literally looks like the inside of a cockpit almost, in that how it wraps around like above and behind your head. It's like wearing
It's like being an ant inside a helmet.
Yeah.
If you were to describe it as anyone, because obviously... the screen goes so far, but it covers your peripheral vision.
I feel like it would be bad for gaming because it's just so far away and big.
Yeah, it really depends on what you're going for. Flight games would be fucking cool.
You know those like flyover city experiences where you're like suspended in like, it's a fake roller coaster.
That's basically the thing we paid for.
Yeah.
So we paid for like the tech demo thing. So you can go and see a film, as they call it, which... is essentially a bunch of really cool, super high resolution, like 16K, I heard the number bandied around, 18K footage that they've collated, which is really cool and would have...
And it's really high definition. It's like it's really clear. Like it's like even... Yeah. I would have thought it would need higher than 18K, to be honest.
And
it was
and
crisp.
It was unreal. The fidelity of the footage really made it. And the screen is, fantastic. But this is like $180 to go and see this, right? So it's a lot of money. Like, think about what you can get for that. So you go, you see this incredible screen. There's like haptic shit in the seat.
Oh, yeah. That's a bit longer. Took me off guard.
There's a haptic in the seat, so it's a bit 4D cinema-y. Yeah. But anyway, the whole thing is essentially this kind of like very cheesy story about, what was it called? The story was called something. It had a name.
Path of the
fucking life.
Tales from Earth or something like that. Tales from Earth. But like basically the whole thing is important. A retrospective for these two space people that had landed on a new planet, and they had to seed the planet with life. And they're like, and the way that they were learning what to do with this planet was recounting this dream, which was all this footage from all of the eras of life on Earth, or rather like the natural world, really.
Then humans...
And it just had the most
too much from the planet.
Fucking cheesy ass American fucking voice thing where it's just like, everything we say has such gravity, and it's just like
it's very hammy.
You're
we
desperate.
Had to leave Mother Nature alone, so we moved to the moon.
and
now we can't go back unless we're just visiting.
Yeah,
so like it was kind of like they made an effort.
But as a tech demo, it was impressive.
Yeah,
but they could have just much played took the actual narrative as a pinch of salt.
Oh yes, of course, but they didn't need
it.
Could
be good though.
Yeah, it could
have been better.
It could have been better. But the footage looks incredible. $165,
I think it was.
I think I'd still would rather that than watching a U2 concert in there.
Oh yeah.
If you two started playing, I'd walk out.
I'd jump off.
It's so fucking high and steep. I'd throw myself off
the
benches.
It's so steep. That's something you that's crazy.
Look, I don't pay. I don't want to pay for this shit.
Yeah, yeah. The seat like angle is nuts. You would
so
you are
steep.
Never going to be able to sit behind someone who is too tall to obscure your view.
Yeah,
like your head is literally at like the foot height of the person behind you. It's pretty wild.
It's like extreme amphitheater vibes.
Yeah, yeah. But it works great.
Really well.
And someone's going to fall forwards.
Yeah, I honestly do think so. Like, it was steep enough that if you jumped out,
one little slip,
you would go a long way.
If you put your foot in the cup holders accidentally, because cup holders are in front.
Exactly. Just imagine, like, teetering off. You've got a foot stuck. You fall out over the back of the seat in front of you. You are falling fucking 50 feet, aren't you? Yeah.
I heard a lot of people being like, oh, this is really, like, put me on edge. Like, yeah, this is really high.
Yeah, yeah. It's wild, but very cool. Like,
as an experience, it was cool.
Yeah, yeah. The technology, the build, insane. I do wish that more people could see it without having to pay $170 to do that.
Yeah, but it's because it's brand new.
The whole, like, outside of the actual screening area was a little cheesy.
Oh, yeah. It's very Millennium Dome, if you know what that means. Like, it's... It's like they've tried to fill out the space with, like, cutting edge things. And there's basically just four, like, robot things.
Animatronic robot.
Which are, like, fine. But, like, I don't know what I learned from that. I just go, look, it's clearly a robot, but, like, it looks a bit like us. I'm
it's like a crappy Disney In the Queue style.
Yeah. It is.
Everyone was queuing up to take a scan of their own bodies. And then I don't know where that was going.
You get emailed a 3D avatar of yourself.
Fuck off.
That's it.
So they were just literally giving their visual
full data.
Wow.
Yeah. People are worried about the screenings in TSA or, like, border control.
Lower res the ones
are just
in the
queuing up to scan their bodies in this experience.
Yeah. That was weird, yeah. I didn't realize what they were doing it for.
I guess we're lucky in that we can just get that done.
We literally have.
And we've already done models of ourselves as 3D people. That process.
But then I don't trust that the company that did this still has my data, because it was so long ago that...
It was just done at a convention.
That's me.
Yeah.
Slightly different shaped version of me.
It's a tiny 3D printed Smith. Full colour.
Pretty cool, to be fair, from, like, probably about 5-6 years ago at least. Anyway, that was cool. Sphere. Right, yeah.
Pretty cool.
What else
did we
do?
Still building the paddocks around the back of that.
We saw Blink-182, just about. We tried to squeeze...
Yeah, that's because we had a steak dinner.
Oh, my
which
God.
Which was booked before we even went to Vegas. Before we even got to Vegas.
Crazy.
At a place called Kraft Steak.
Yeah, so good. I love the waiter there.
It was very good, but, like, fucking expensive. Also, yeah, like, all the sides we got was ridiculous.
Too many.
But they didn't tell you how big the fucking plates would be. And you're like, well, they're like, oh, yeah, one's good for, like,
two
people.
He was trying
to
steer us, but we were like, he did add in more. And he was reducing the amount of sides.
He was, yeah.
And
Ross
was like, but we need to see.
I
want to
see what the plates look like. I want to see what they. I just want to know what we're getting.
It was great. So thanks,
but
to
it
our
was
members.
A lot of fuck done. Yeah,
it was really, really good. It was one of my favorite meals of the year. I think. Like,
it was really good.
I don't think I've had much of a better one.
We went to the When We Were Young concert.
Yeah, that's
the tail
Blink.
End.
Yeah, yeah. We caught Blink 182 at the end of the When We Were Young concert. So
seen
thank
Blink
you 182. To Frank for those tickets
thanks,
again,
Frank. That was awesome.
Frank, so
we just squeezed in. God, because. It's just it was so busy that if you tried to do more than about two things in a day, you'd just get stuck in traffic. And we tried to fit in so much, but we just about saw them. That was quite a blast in the past. Very enjoyable. I loved Blink growing up, so it was pretty cool to.
Well, that whole day was really busy because that's when we drove out to Bullets and Burgers.
Oh yeah,
because there was a group of people that were with us that haven't done the Bullets and Burgers experience, which
where we
if you watched our vlogs a while back.
Yeah.
It's where we got to fire, like, a sniper rifle into, like, the sandbank thing. But then have a burger afterwards. Hence the bullets and burgers. But we drove out there. It was about 2 hours from Vegas. Was it?
About 15.
It was about an hour and 15. Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
We hired the last two cars they had available. I got there early. And the first car they fucking handed me was a
Ford
Mustang.
Yeah.
With a convertible at that. So I was fucking, I was laughing. It was great. What did you get?
I think it was a Honda CRV.
HRV or something.
HRV.
Shit.
Like still only did about 25 miles a gallon. So, she was a thirsty girl, just didn't do anything with it.
So I got to just kind of, like, rag around a fucking Mustang.
Yeah.
When you were just in a.
Yeah, I mean, it was by your choice. I mean, like.
Oh.
It's the. Like, as you chose to take it, right?
I did choose to take
like,
it.
Like, I don't know what you're laughing at here. It's like, it's unlucky, isn't it? I'm like, well, it's not unlucky. It's an engineer. It's chosen.
Neither of us knew what the cars we were going to get.
No.
She was just like, I was like, oh, so what cars have we got? She goes,
two intermediates.
She just said a Ford. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I imagined some, you know, very basic cars to get us there.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, what? There's a picture here. Is it what the Mustang? And she was like, oh, like a sports car. She goes, I don't know.
She was so useless.
I don't fucking know. I don't know how she works.
Just really not into working in a car company.
She just hated being there.
Yeah, but that was cool.
The contrast in service is remarkable, depending on what job the person is doing. If
it's food, it's good.
Yeah. It's yeah.
Weren't we worried that there was going to be some sort of strike?
Yeah, there was like
there was threats of a union strike.
I don't think I saw any of that.
Didn't notice it.
Did you notice that?
No. There was a couple of guys breaking up. Like, I saw some union busting types there. They were. I saw one of them like just beating a croupier over the table. It broke their hands in front of me, and I was just like, with the old blinkers on, now I'm going to a buffet. You know what I mean?
They'll get my tip.
Yeah.
Just slide the tip in into the bloodied mess on the floor.
There you go. Here's a dollar chip. But we didn't lose too much money gambling. And
we had a little dabble, didn't we? We didn't really use...
I went down 200 and then I went back up 300.
You did, yeah.
And then...
I didn't lose it.
And you went down back again. Back down again.
There and back again.
I got excited.
That's Vegas.
A gambler's tale, yeah. I think the key thing to take away from it is just, don't
gamble too much
more
money.
More than you're happy to lose, I suppose.
Just a small amount.
That wasn't my
name. Try and make it last.
You stole it. Oh, good.
What was your favourite food outside of the steak? Oh, we went to a cake place. Milk Bar.
Yeah.
That cake was really good.
I'd love some more of that cake.
We only discovered that on the last day.
Yeah.
Which is really annoying.
We could have been eating cake every day.
We could have had cake every night.
Although it was like $18.
Was it? A slice?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Do you not see how fucking... $18 for a slice cake.
I mean, but it's a chunky size cake.
You could buy the whole cake, but I think, yeah, you're looking at, you know.
That's a lot of money for a slice. I mean, it was a big bit of cake. It was enough for like two people, I'd say. But, I mean, you don't want a slice for two people. You want a slice for one person, don't you?
But we shared it.
We did share it.
We did. And it was very rich. So
it was very rich.
I couldn't have eaten my own. Not there. Not then.
£7 at the Cake Box in Chorlton. Is that for Milk Bar cake?
Don't
just say a random cake
place. Say that's for specifically the same Milk Bar cake, because I would drive to wherever the fuck Chorlton is to get some of that cake.
Doesn't matter where in England we're going.
Driving to Chorlton.
It was good cake.
I'm here for the cake.
Damn good cake.
But yeah, I mean, Vegas, there's going to be vlogs about it, of course.
Yeah, there will be.
And you missed out a lot there.
Ross
in our
met
summary.
A woman that was hiding some lizards, on just a hint. Lizards hiding under a vest.
That's a weird
Well, I saw a creep like... tucking a lizard underneath her shirt, and I was like, what the hell, that's fucking strange.
That is weird. Did you like your Milk Bar cookies, by the way? Somebody's asking.
Yeah, they
were great, right?
The Milk Bar cookies were good.
Yes, they were very good. Yeah,
just but you know, this one was smuggling lizards in her shirt, and then I told you and Harry about it. We walked back and we're like, oh, let's have a look, let's see if she's got these lizards out. She was like, do you want to see them? I was like, I was like, yeah, I want to see the fucking lizards.
Yeah.
Wax out two of these. What were they? What type of lizards were they?
They were chuckwallas. They are a form of desert lizard from around that area. Yeah.
She handed one to me, and then she handed me a snake.
She had one in there as well.
She had a snake in there as well, yeah.
She did. I see that. At that point, I was a bit like, and this feels a bit abusive, because like she was carrying around like a bunch of
stuff.
They
were just literally just resting on her, like, person. It was in the middle of a casino, though. It wasn't.
It was.
Somebody said it was on the street. It was just we're walking through.
Yeah.
Clocked her with some lizards. And then she handed me a lizard. And she goes, give us some money. Give us some money. I'm like, oh, shit. Okay. I didn't realize that was what this was.
Always is.
And then, yeah. And then I gave her my snake. No.
Oh, my God.
That didn't happen.
I didn't film that.
You didn't? Oh, I thought you did. Someone filmed it.
But yeah, look forward to that footage coming out later at some point. Another little vlog, series. Not as big as the Iceland one, because we weren't there as long.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't be as. But there was some good stuff. I mean, obviously, a little bit of shooty stuff, a little bit of driving, a little bit of
shoe stuff,
shooty stuff.
I don't know whether that bit
of a national park.
I don't know if that cake is in the UK, but you can make it. It's a Momofuku milk cake bar, a milk bar cake. If you want to know what they are. I didn't want to leave our listeners hanging.
Momofuku.
Momofuku, I think is the...
That's the person that made the franchise, yeah.
Yeah. So if they're in the UK, please, God, let me know. But if not, I'm going to have to try and make
one,
I think.
We tried to buy some to take home, but they expire in like 6 hours. So.
Four hours.
It'll spoil.
It'll spoil them. So we're like, well, we've got a 20-hour flight ahead of us. What do you reckon? They're like...
It's not 20 hours.
It's only 20-hour transit time.
True.
You know,
yeah.
If you had it all together, it was an 11-hour flight. Well, it wasn't even that on the way back. What was it, about nine hours?
Half,
nine and a half. Yeah.
You slept through all of it, didn't you?
Lucky I had 6 hours on the way back.
I nearly shit my pants on that flight.
I
told you almost delayed the flight.
I almost delayed the flight because I all of a sudden had a massive like mudslide tornado going on.
You briefly addressed it earlier, but you were up and down. Your
I had a terrible stomach all the time. Whenever we're in the US, I love it.
Occasionally we message like, oh, I'm going to be late. I've got the shits.
Yeah.
And one from you as well.
American food cancel breakfast. Just does not agree with me unless it's like real food, you know? Like as soon as we started eating like vegetables and things like that, like, you know, proper food, proper cooking not in just America is fine. But we just eat so, and I obviously go for it. I just want to try all of the fast foods. I want to try all of like the rich foods. And I think my stomach's just like, bro. And I'm like, yeah, do you want some cake? And it's like, we need to stop eating so much. Which is, yeah, it's just... I'm just super delicate and I just shit my pants.
And you did it on the plane?
And I nearly shit myself just on the plane. An air hostess to let me through into the toilet.
Twice.
And then they banged on the door and they're like, sir, we need to take off. Are you okay? Are you fit to fly? And I'm like, yes, I'm fucking fit to fly. I'm just shitting my ass off because this fucking country's food is too rich. Fuck you.
Fuck's sake.
I didn't say that. I went, yeah, yes, I'm fine.
Help. That's fucking gross. Anyway, thanks for listening today.
Yeah.
That was a very brief recap of Vegas. But yeah. Like I said, there'll be much better visuals of our experience coming soon on Hat Films YouTube channel. Look forward to it.
That's right.
And until then, I hope you all enjoy our wonderful outro by Jeevery. And we'll see you next week for more Hat Chat. Oh, will we?
Well, I don't actually know. I think Smith's away.
Yeah.
So we may have to have another gap. Sorry for the gaps, guys.
Sorry.
There's content on our channel as well if you want to watch.
Mind the gap.
Usual gaming stuff. So there's that
as well.
So thank
you
so much.
Come and listen to that. Also, the McDonald's burger was more like medium well, not medium rare.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I would say. Yeah. Just in case people are really losing their mind over the idea. It was a bit pink.
It was pink. It was pinker than I'd like it, though. Like, definitely not like... But it was all right.
Hey, thanks to all our supporters out there that provide us money so that we can do crazy trips and do more wild stuff that's more exciting as a video on our Patreon. Also our YouTube members, thank you very much. And don't forget, you can link all those things to our Discord and get access to our subscriber channel where you see all the latest members-only videos and chat with each other about how you're fantastic and how you support us. Etc. So thank you very much to all of you, and we'll see you all next time.
Indeed.
Have a bloody good one. Bye.
Bye.